I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. Money has been approved for work at the Lincoln Herndon Law Offices, but when will it reopen? And we get some details on work plan for another historic site, the Executive Mansion. We'll talk about that and more. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's start with the Executive Mansion and some details about a memo that now has made it into publication.
This is a memorandum of agreement between the Illinois Executive Mansion Association. They are the not-for-profit trying to raise about $16 million for the mansion restoration. The agreement is with the Capital Development Board, which would normally oversee any project involving state facilities. And basically what the agreement says is that the Mansion Association has agreed to follow the traditional state bidding, prevailing wage, and procurement rules for this mansion project, even though it will be privately funded. Now, as you might imagine, there is some skepticism out there about this public-private partnerships that have been so popular in the Rauner administration.
Well, update us just, if you can, on where the fundraising for this is at.
They expect to be to $16 million. They're hoping to get there in time to do this project for the 2018 Bicentennial of Illinois Statehood. The money doesn't look like it's going to be an issue. They are proceeding fairly quickly on raising that money. The big question is, once these contracts start to go out, procurement for materials and the like, just how this memorandum of agreement will be applied. Certainly some of the labor unions have been watching it very closely on the prevailing wage issue.
Well, let's go now to the Lincoln Herndon Law Office. There's a federal grant there. It's paying for some work on the outside, which is a good thing because that's about all we can see right now. It's been closed for a while. This money is a federal grant. What's it going to be used for, and what's the future for getting this site back and reopen?
Well, the law office has been closed a little more than 2 years now because of the state budget problem, which we've talked about in the past. But during that time, there's been some problems with the exterior, peeling paint, some facade repairs that need to be done. Some of the signage had faded. They did obtain a grant from the federal government for $166,000 to do some of that work. They've replaced some doors and windows and the like and renovated the facade. A good piece of the work should be done by now. As for when it might reopen, that's uncertain. It depends entirely on, well, a permanent state budget, but in specifically some sort of capital budget for state projects. Until that happens, it's probably going to stay closed.
Springfield's still the top community in the state when it comes to video gambling, the amount of video terminals and how much money is being brought in. In fact, you've reported nearly $5 million in revenue since the start of video gambling back in 2012. What's this money going to be used for? Has any of it been used so far?
Well, none of it's been spent. The Springfield City Council, when they approved video gaming in 2012, decided they would set that money aside in a special fund that would pay for infrastructure repairs in the long term. Now, more specifically, it would go to pay off bonds that are paying for that work that's already begun. They expect the payments to start on the bonds next year, so they'll begin to dip into that gambling revenue. About $4 million of that was the city's share of taxes on video gaming. The remainder was in fees and licensing costs. And we should say the city has led the state almost from the beginning in numbers of terminals, but there are signs that has begun to level off, and actually that may be happening statewide now that we're in the fourth year of gaming.
And finally this week, Tim, a retail store that works toward a good cause is expanding.
This is a unique store. It's District 23 Mercantile and Foundry. They opened in 2013 on MacArthur Boulevard. It's a women's apparel accessories boutique, all volunteer operated, and all of the sales proceeds go to benefit the Cochlear Implant Awareness Foundation. They recently added a location in Rochester, and it'll be the same sort of operation. It's all volunteers, all of the proceeds going to the foundation. And so they've apparently been pretty happy with the response.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.